is blessing, and I have PTZ business owners like you to get more business deals with improved business English skills. Alright, welcome to this week edition, this week podcast. I want to say big thank you to you, to all my listeners, wherever you are. You are important to me. Thank you a lot. Enjoy the podcast.
Hello guys, how you doing? Alright, thanks for joining me for this week's episode. Eliminate English spelling mistakes and improve your business writing skills with the simple tips. Considering that you want to improve your business writing skills, one of the essential areas to focus on is your English spelling. The more accurately you can spell words, the more confident you can feel with your written communication skills. Repetition and word recognition are important for improving your spelling. It's also important to practice regularly. Sooner or later, you'll see yourself becoming more confident in your ability to spell common business English words. If you are feeling left behind in your business English writing skills, don't worry, I'm here to help you. Use the tips constantly to learn how to improve your English spelling skills. Alright guys, for those of you who want to learn how to improve your business English communication skills, for those of you who want to communicate confidently in English during business meetings, join the 5-day English communication program for Middle Eastern business owners. Go to friendlycoach.com/link. You will see the link in the description of this podcast. Tap on that link, go to the webpage, and you will see a WhatsApp icon on it. Tap on it and DM 5-day. All right. So, okay, we're going to talk about how to avoid embarrassing English spelling errors in your business contracts and documents. You know, English spelling errors can be embarrassing and can cause misunderstandings or legal disputes in your business contracts and documents. You don't want the meaning of your important business documents and contracts to be changed due to spelling errors. To avoid such errors, it's important to improve your English spelling skills. Remember, improving your English spelling skills is not just a one-stop thing. It's just like an ongoing process. But the effort you put into it will pay off in the long run. By avoiding embarrassing spelling errors in your business contracts and documents, your clients, your business partners, and investors will view you as a competent business owner. Don't you want to be viewed that way? For those of you who want to get free business English resources, go to friendlycoach.com/link. You will see the link in the description of this podcast. Tap on that and you will see get free business English resources button. Tap on that button and put in your best email address. And the proof for this week is, I have no idea that spelling errors can make a business contract useless. Awesome, I saw it with my eyes. The meaning of a business contract was changed because of spelling errors. I use English spelling skills good enough to write business contracts confidently in English. Yes, good enough. No, on average. I don't know. Either way, no more shameful English spelling mistakes in your business contracts and seal business deals with confidence. The last thing you want is to have embarrassing spelling errors in your business contracts and business documents. We're talking about good spelling skills that can help you write business emails, business documents, and business contracts confidently. Not perfect English spelling skills. For those who want perfect English spelling skills, please do not reach out to me because I don't have perfect English spelling skills myself. Habibi, I can't give you what I don't have. So if you are a medicine business owner who wants a good English spelling skills that can help you write business documents, business emails, business contracts confidently, let's talk. Tap on the link friendlycoach.com/link. Tap on the WhatsApp icon to send me a message. Make your business grow faster. Learn how to use your business English skills for international business. Whether you're looking to create new partnerships, negotiate deals, or communicate with clients, business partners, and investors, being able to communicate confidently and fluently in English can make a lot of difference. There's never been a time to improve your business English skills. There has never been a time. Then now. Or there's never been a better time. This is not about you improving your business English skills only. It's about using your business English skills to get more money internationally. Does that make sense to you? Alright. So, guys, for those of you who want to join the VIP, a super VIP English coaching programs for business owners, you can send me a message. Go to friendlycoach.com/link. Tap the link in the description of this podcast so that you won't miss the spelling and so that you won't go to the wrong website. Okay, so the first tip I have here for you is practice writing at least one business email daily. Yes, the second one is avoid using autocorrect or spell check tools to improve your English spellings. And the next one is get familiar with the common business English words by reading business articles, business reports, business magazines, business books. And the next one is learn the correct English pronunciations of business words and break them into syllables. Then you spell these words. And the next one is try to spell business words out loud. This will help you remember the spelling even if you were wrong in the first attempt. Alright, for those of you who want to get free business English resources, tap on the link in the description, friendlycoach.com/link, and sign up with your best email address. Don't forget to like, follow, share, and subscribe to this podcast. And for those of you who want to communicate confidently in English during business meetings, join the 5-day English communication program for Middle Eastern business owners. Go to friendlycoach.com/link. Tap the link. You will see a WhatsApp icon. Tap on it and send me a message with the word 5-day. It's only £50. Alright, for those of you who need more free time, error-free business documents, business contracts, and 100% privacy, premium English proofreading and editing of your important business documents, go to friendlycoach.com/link. And tap on the WhatsApp icon and DM proofread. For those who want to join the VIP and Super VIP 101 English Coaching Programs for Middle Eastern business owners, go to that same link, friendlycoach.com/link. Tap on that. Tap on the WhatsApp icon and DM 101. For those of you who want to support me, I need your support. For those of you who want to support me, want to buy me coffee for $6 or donate monthly, go to friendlycoach.com/link. Tap on the support me button. Thanks to Lost. Thanks for joining me. All right, guys. It's a girl blessing. See you next week. Bye.
Oh, thank you, my wonderful people. Thank you. Thank you. I'm saying a big thank you to you. for listening to this podcast right from the beginning and to this point. Thank you. Alright, in case you want to give me feedback, or you want to speak with me, or you want to work with me, you can share me out on Instagram at @friendlilycoach, on Twitter at @friendlilycoach, on Facebook at @friendlilycoach, and on LinkedIn, blessing and lattice on me. Blessing and lattice on me, okay? Or you can search for Business English Coach for Business Owners. On LinkedIn, Business English Coach for Business Owners. Then you will see my name, Blessing and Lattice on me, alright? Or you can check out my website, www.friendlilycoach.com. www.friendlilycoach.com. And see you next week.